Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's October. Can you believe that? October 1st, 2024. Welcome to my show, Oh My Angels, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I would love to have you join me in the 12 Radio chat room. And to get there, if you'll go on to 12radio.com, at the top of the page on the left-hand side, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that and you'll get invited in, as it is a private chat room. So you can put whatever comments or whatever in there and it stays within the group. I do encourage you, if you're wanting a reading, if you'll just type whatever question you have in the Facebook chat room, then I'll answer questions the second half of the show. But I do welcome you and thank you for showing up today. For those of you who are new to my show and don't know much about me, I just reiterate that I am an advisor at 12listen.com, and I'm there every single day, sometimes better afternoon, early evening, because I'm on Central Time, not Pacific. So also, I have a website that's called Oh My Angels, spelled OHMYangels.com, where it lists my monthly angel scopes, and it also lists the services that I offer. If you're here and locally in the metropolitan Kansas City area, both either Missouri or Kansas side, if you're wanting any of the services I offer and you're local, go to that page and send a request, and then I can get back to you. Other than that, you can find me at 12listen. Would love to talk with you and get you some answers from your angels. Alrighty. Let me see. I have to. Okay, the show today is kind of, it's personal, but I think there's a lot of people who could use the information, or if nothing else, to know that you're not alone. I know when I first started doing public readings, it was very nerve-wracking. You know, I wasn't questioning my abilities, but it was just like, oh my gosh, it's out in the public. Where before, I always did it behind the scenes. You know, I didn't talk about it unless you were a real good friend, or if you were a friend of a friend, then I would talk about it or give a reading or whatever, right? But to be in public and to be doing public readings, you know, it was kind of intimidating to start off with. But this is the time of year where there's a lot of psychic fairs, you know, October, Halloween, you know, ooh, kind of thing. And there's a lot of people that, you know, if they've never been, this is the time of year that they'll go for the first time. And they're looking for, you know, someone to do a reading for them. And some people not sure what to expect. So, I mean, it's just kind of a good reminder. But for those who are new to the scene as far as giving readings, this is kind of for you as well. The angels reminded me, you know, I've talked about this before, but they said if this is the time of year that you need to remind everyone that, you know, the gifts that you have, they're there to be used and they're there for a reason. And you deserve to get paid for the work that you do. You know, if you were a seamstress, for example, and you loved to sew, it was your passion, and you made all these wonderful outfits, and someone said, oh, I just really like that, could you make me something similar? You wouldn't expect that person to make you an outfit for free, right? It has to be an exchange of energy. It's basically the same when you're getting a reading from either myself or any of the advisors that want to listen. You know, we share the energy, the messages from your angels or your guides, or and we give you that information once you've asked the question, right? And in return, you pay for it, right? Money is just energy. So it's an exchange of energy. And you have to have that exchange. If you don't, it becomes one-sided. It becomes unbalanced. And when you're in a business of, you know, for me, I call it a service to others. You know, I do readings, I do healings, I do crystal bed, I do mediumship. And there's some people out there, when they first hear you say it, they're like, oh, well, prove it. You know, if you really are a psychic, if you really can talk to the angels, if you really do the mediumship, prove it. Like, you're just supposed to be Johnny on the spot and just answer whatever they say to prove to them that you are who you say you are. And then, you know, the other comment I get a lot is, well, if you're that good of a psychic, then how come you haven't won the lottery? How come you haven't gotten the lottery numbers for me or for yourself? You know, it doesn't work like that. Otherwise, every psychic you talk to, you wouldn't be talking to them. They'd be taking that money and running. That's not true. We'd still give readings, but you get my point. That's not how it works. But there's people that feel like if you have that ability, if you have a message, you need to do it for free. Or again, they'll put you on the spot. They want you to prove to them that you are what you say you are. And the reality is there are times, and I think you can ask anyone who gives a reading, there are times when we get the nudge that's so strong that we feel inclined to say, hey, so-and-so, I have a message for you. And you give that message. And there are other times that you get the information almost as a precursor of something else that's getting ready to happen. But my angels are always very specific on those random insights, if you will. They'll let me know, we're going to show you this, and this is just for, this is a heads up for you. And then they'll also, or they'll say, you need to let them know now and give that person the heads up about whatever it is that comes across. And when that's happened, 9 out of 10 people are, they're so appreciative that you gave them the message. It's almost like they were waiting for a sign, right? And I've had that happen to where, you know, I gave a message to a person that I work with. And I said, I just have to give you this message. You know, I do readings and stuff like that. And this information just came to me. I don't know what it actually means, but I can tell you exactly what was said. And I give it to them. And they go through the whole, you know, turning white to having the flush with color. And then thanking me profusely for giving them the information that was the answer that they needed to where they can move forward. And it always makes me feel so good when I can help somebody. But again, for the most part, I do this because I love being in connection with the angels and I love helping people. The majority of the people that you get readings from are people who just love to be in service. We love helping others. You know, back in the olden days, and I'm not talking about when I was a kid, I'm talking further back than that. They would call, you know, the person in the village that gave the readings the wise one, right? The wise one was always held in almost up on a pedestal, so to speak. They were revered. They had their own hut that they didn't have to pay for. They had food was provided for them. Everything that they needed was provided for them from the village because they were the go-to person. And so they knew the dynamics that there has to be a balance of energy. Again, if it's not balanced, if it's not an energy exchange with an energy exchange, then it becomes unbalanced. And that's when things start to kind of fall apart. You know, but nowadays, you know, the people who do readings, we still have bills to pay. You know, we have food to buy. We have to put a roof over our head, gas in our car. You know, so the energy exchange has to be tangible for us. It's not that we're being greedy and saying, oh, we're going to charge all this money and, you know, not give you an answer, because that's not the, again, it's not the way it works, at least for the legitimate people. Now, there's people out there that give us a bad name, but I just choose to ignore those people because, like with 1-2, listen, any one of the advisors here, you could go to and you'll get the answer that you're supposed to get. You know, they go through an intense vetting system to become a member of the 1-2 Listen group, or I call it the 1-2 Listen family. You have to be vetted. You have to know what you're talking about. to be on the site. But in turn for that, then you have to pay money to get a reading, because that money, again, is energy. You know, when I do the readings here on the site for my radio show, it's an exchange of energy, because you've shown up either in person this morning, or you've listened to the replay, or however else it comes about, it's an exchange of energy. So the energy doesn't become unbalanced. You know, but I've had people who point blank get ticked off and belligerent. Well, you know, prove to me. I don't have to prove anything. You know, the people who are desperate, and I can sense that, you know, the anxiety in them or whatever, if the angels give me the message ahead of time, I'll give them the answer. I'm not going to hold something back. But again, there has to be an exchange of energy. And when people get very intense about it, and, you know, I'm not talking to them on one, two, listen, or I'm not here on the radio show, you know, getting feedback from them. What I do is I when someone says that, well, prove it to me, I'll say, well, when did you want to make an appointment? And that usually shuts them down pretty good. So those of you who are just starting to charge for readings or doing whatever it is that you do, you know, stand up for yourself. Know that you are worthy for an exchange of energy. You know, a prime example, when I first got my, I started doing Reiki, and then I got a Reiki master and Usui Reiki and Karuna Reiki. I mean, anybody would that let me give them Reiki, I was on it like white on rice. You know what I'm saying? Because I love the energy work. I loved how it works. I love how it makes the client feel, and I love how it makes me feel. For those of you who know about Reiki and have had it, the energy flows down through my crown and then out through my hands onto the client, right? when I'm doing it in person. And what happens when I do that, I'm getting Reiki myself as I'm giving it to somebody else. So it's a win-win situation. But again, if I have a client, it has to be an exchange of energy. But I was so excited, I was just basically giving it away. And then I just found out I was drained, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, it's because I was doing all these healings, all this interchange of energy, and I wasn't getting anything back to replenish it. So I learned real quick, you know, you can't give everything away for free. There has to be an exchange of energy, whether... you know, maybe you have a hairdresser that likes Reiki, but they can't really afford, they don't have really have time or the money to stop doing what they're doing to come for a Reiki session. So you exchange. I give a Reiki session for, you know, a hairdo or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But again, it has to be an exchange of energy no matter what you do. But you have to know that you're worthy of that exchange of energy. And there are people out there that are going to make you feel like, well, if you're being given this information from angels and you're, you know, all, how do they put it to me? I've had people say, oh, believing in angels and all that stuff, then how come you just don't give it? And, you know, where's your compassion? Where's your understanding? Well, again, it's that fine line of, yes, you have compassion for them and this, the situation they're in, but they're asking you for information. And you're going to have to expend your energy to tap into their angels or their guides or whatever to get them the answer that they need, right? So it has to be an exchange of energy. And sometimes the lesson is all about them and it has nothing to do with you. Sometimes people have to understand, you have to own your own situation. You know, you drew that situation to you. However you did it, whether intentional, unintentional, or whatever, but you have to be able to work through that situation, and you have to take action, or in some cases, non-action, as far as physical, to get through the situation. And if you're asking guidance You know, like if you're sick, you go to the doctor, you have to pay the doctor, right? If you come, even you're stuck in a situation, you're not sure, you want help from your angels or your guides to get out of the situation or to maneuver the situation or to figure out what lesson you're supposed to be working on to help clear up this mess, then you have to give something. You can't just get all the time. And have people just give to you without something in return. So when you run across those clients or people who expect something for nothing, you know, you just have to let them know that that doesn't work for you. And sometimes they like it and sometimes they don't. But again, that's on them. You know, they feel like they have an entitlement because they know you and they know that you're getting information from angels and guides, so you should just give it to them, right? Okay, sorry about that. And it's especially when you're new to giving readings or you're new to a business and you're trying to get clients and whatever. I mean, you could make out a little card, a little punch card or whatever, and say you pay for two readings and I'll give you the third one free, or whatever you want to do when you're having, you know, if you're going to the fairs or however you want to do it. And that's how you get your clients. But at the same time, for the people who walk up to you and say, well, prove to me, I'm not going to pay until you prove to me. And you just tell them, you know, if you'd like to make an appointment, that's great. You know, you have to put it back to them. Unless, of course, you're being guided to go ahead and give them the answer. But at first, I was just giving all the information away for free, but I wasn't getting anything back in return, and it really depleted me. I really got exhausted. I didn't feel good, and it's because that kind of energy just kind of drains you. It really kind of like sucks the life out of you. And again, I think part of the lesson for the person giving the readings or the healing or whatever, you have to know that you're worthy of getting paid. And people will try to manipulate it. Some people, not all, some people will manipulate it to where, well, no, you got to prove first. Well, that's not how this works. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't cook you a dinner first at a restaurant to see if you liked it before you paid. Or not without knowing you were going to get paid. Let's put it that way. You know, and I had people, when I first started this at the place of employment, I didn't tell anybody I was doing readings at fairs or doing that other stuff because, oh my gosh, why would people think, right? And the older I get, the less I care. I don't care what other people think. I truly don't. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is what I'm meant to do. I love helping people. I love giving the readings. I love giving the healings. It's my happy place. And so if when I leave work and I say, oh, I'm going to hurry home, you know, because I've got the radio show. Well, then what kind of radio show do you have? And then you know, I go into explanation of what's going on and I get all sorts of comments. Some good, some snide, some snarky, and some interested. Now, the old me, 20 years ago, I would have said, you know, oh my gosh, I can't say anything. I have to hide who I am. And I'm not doing that anymore. I haven't done that for the last 15 years. And a lot of people are still surprised by that. But I'm like, why would I hide something that brings me such joy? Do I get made fun of? Yes. Do I get poked at? Yes. Are some people real excited about it? Yes. But the bottom line is, I am who I am. And this brings me joy. And I love it. I truly love it. I love talking to people from the other side to give their loved ones on this side messages that they want them to have. I mean, that's a blessing. And there are times when I've tried to tune into someone that somebody wants to talk to and somebody else shows up instead. But what I've learned is, whether you're doing a mediumship reading or whether you're just doing a regular reading, whatever it is, you're going to get the message that you need to hear. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the message you want to hear, but you're going to get the one that you need to hear. And I was telling somebody recently, I had a lady who, it was a private reading, an in-person reading, when I was in Arizona. And this lady came to, she had heard about me, and she had one reading with me, and she liked it. And so she came back maybe a month later, and she had booked for a 30-minute reading. And 15 minutes into it, she must have asked the same question 5 different times. And 5 different times, I heard the exact same answer to give her. And this lady was getting ticked off. And I told her, I said, it doesn't matter how you rephrase this question, I cannot change the answer. This isn't about me. This is a message from your guides and angels. It's the answer they want you to have. This is the answer they need you to have. And she said, well, I don't like it. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry you don't like it, but I can't change my answer just because you don't like it. You know, I don't blow smoke. I tell it the way it is. And I try to be as compassionate as I am. But when I keep asking the same question over and over and over, that, you know, the answer has not changed. It's still the same answer. It's still, no, you don't need to be doing that. And no, this is what you need to look at. And she didn't like it. And so, you know, I offered to give her money back. I said, but I'm not changing the answer. I'm sorry. And she was. She got really ticked off. And she went and told a mutual friend that she would never come back and have a reading with me. And I told my friend, I said, that's okay. Because, you know, somebody, I can't just make up an answer when somebody doesn't like it. You know, I have to stay in my integrity, and I have to give whatever message comes through. And if they don't like it, then, you know, that's on them. It's not on me. Hold on one second here. I closed out. I was going to jump over in the Facebook real quick and chat room and see what I've got. And instead, I hit the wrong button. So give me one second to get back over where I need to get. Oop. But I think you get the meaning there. You just have to, no matter what you're doing in life, whether it's readings or sewing or whatever, you know, you have to know that you deserve to get compensated for what you're doing. And you have to own that. I don't know why this is not pulling up for me. Hold on one second. Give me one more minute. Here we go. Haha. All right, let me see who's in the chat room real quick. Okay. I did it again. Okay, I'm having one of those days. Anyhow, let's just give me another minute. I'll get that when we get ready for break, which we're almost there anyway. So, and the thing about it is, too, that I want to remind all of you who are doing readings or healings or whatever, right, really, no matter what craft you're doing, when it's your passion and you're good at it and you love it and you've taken classes and you've done the work to get where you're at, you know, you deserve to be compensated for the energy that you're putting out there. So own it. Own that worthiness. Know that you deserve to be compensated. Know that you're worth the payment, the exchange of energy. Know that. And don't let people who are short-sighted and who don't understand what you do, don't let them drag you down. You know, what's that old saying? What other people say about you or think about you is none of your business. Just go in with doing your work and be happy. Because that's what I do. Just go about my business, do what I got to do, and I love it. I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be an advisor at One to Listen. And I love this radio show. I'm so glad I came back to the radio. Okay, you guys, if you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'll jump in the chat room. We'll find out if someone's got some questions for us, and we'll get some answers to your questions. So we're going to take five. See you soon. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy. The show here is Oh My Angels on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. Thank you for giving me that little break. I'm going to jump into the chat room. Again, for those listening, if you have a question that you want answered, feel free to jump in the chat room and post the question there, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Okay, let's see here. Michelle Hendricks is in the house. She says, good morning, Peggy, Yogi, and Jay. Happy 4-0 Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah, no kidding. That was a good one. I was surprised with the Seahawks falling last night. That's what helped us be. We're the only one remaining 4-0, the Chiefs. If you listen to me long enough, you know I'm a huge Chiefs fan. So she wants to know if there's any message about her temp position going permanent in 2025. The first thing I picked up is I do feel like they're considering it, but it feels like they have not made a definite decision as of yet. It feels like you'll know before the end of the year, though. So I'm hearing just keep doing what you're doing. Remain positive. Know that you deserve a place that you're going to be happy. So just keep your thoughts positive. And again, they're saying just keep doing what you're doing. And keep the cheerful face on or whatever. So it feels good for you. But they just haven't made up their mind as of yet. So, okay. And Pamela's in the house. And she says, happy October, Peggy, Yogi, and thanks to Jay for producing. I know. I would be lost without him. I'm so grateful I have him as my producer. She was so happy to hear you today. Well, thank you. I appreciate you showing up. And she says down below, stand your ground, Peggy. Oh, I have. I think that the older I get and more that this hits me in the face at times, it's kind of shocking when someone says, well, just prove it. You know, and I can remember, you know, 20 years ago, I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I guess I have to. And now I'm like, seriously? Do you want an appointment or not? It doesn't faze me at all. You know, again, if I'm led to give somebody an answer, then I just do it. You know, and I don't keep a tally count, you know what I'm saying? But for someone just to, you know, be all snarky about it and say, well, just prove it, you know, no. It's real simple. Joni Thompson's in the house. She says, good morning, Peggy. She says, I know I'm going to have something wonderful come my way career-wise. I'm working on remaining positive. Can you give me any insight on what I may need to step into or deal with or clear up to assist with this, quote, wonderfulness coming? She also put in here, she goes, yikes, I so agree with you and ought to get your Venmo contact. Number one, Joni, just to let you know, I only do the readings and stuff here on One to Listen. If it's somebody that I've met locally, you know, in my house or whatever, that's different. You know, I do readings that way. But as far as taking somebody from the radio show or whatever and taking them as a private client, heck no. This is through One to Listen. They're my employer, and I stand in my integrity. So that's not going to happen. But if you have a question you want answered here, I'm more than happy to do it here, or you can call me at One to Listen. Again, if I meet you here and you're here local, that's a different situation altogether. But she says, all right, regarding your question, can you give me any insight on what I may need to step into or deal with? They're saying that there's something you're holding on to. It feels like it's almost like an emotional hold that you're holding on to that's not allowing you to step forward and get this stuff that's coming your way that's positive. So whatever it is, fear, it feels like there's a little fear in there of like, and worthiness, you know, oh gosh, can I really get this? Is it, you know, maybe I don't deserve this, or, you know, maybe it's going to go to somebody better than me. You know, there's somebody better than you, than yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just be you. Know that you deserve to have a job that pays you well, that you care about, that lights your passion and your fire. And the doubt and fear, you got to release it. That's what they're saying. You've got to release that doubt and fear. And I do feel, I feel like you're going to be stepping into it by the end of the year. So, but you've got this little, Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off, right? Even though I don't know all the Taylor Swift songs, but that one really sticks with you because you do, whatever this is, you're holding on some stuff that you don't need anymore. So you can start just releasing it, just asking God and the angels to release that which no longer serves your highest good. Because again, it feels like You've let it go in every way except for this one way. And it's almost like a mental hold on it. So just, again, you know, say the words, you know, I release, help me release any and all that is no longer serving my highest good. And so it is, and so it is. Amen and amen. And then I always add done and done. But I think if you do that, it feels really good for you. You know, and all of us, I don't care who you are, I think a lot of people have that issue of, oh, maybe there's just somebody better, you know, and maybe I don't deserve this, and maybe I haven't gone through enough to be able to get that. If it's right for you, it's going to be yours. But the biggest issue we have is knowing that we deserve it. You know, I'll use the radio show as a prime example. I'd only worked for One Two Listen maybe, I think it was, April. I started on April 1st, April Fool's Day, which I thought was hysterical. There's a story behind that. That's for another time. But April, May, and then my radio show started in June. And I was on the phone, and I got asked, would you like to do a radio show? Now, Peggy inside said, heck no. My higher self said, sure, when do I start? I've never done radio in my life. You know, but again, there was a part of me that knew that I would love it, and I do. Am I the best radio person that they have? Probably not. But do I enjoy it? Yes. Do I have people that listen to it that like it? Yes. And I've had people give me good reviews and, you know, some pointers that they think I should do. But the main thing for me and doing this show is I get the guidance from the angels on what to talk about. And I just do me. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that maybe I shouldn't do on a radio show, like cry or laugh or snort laugh or or whatever else it is I do that maybe it's not always so professional. But all I can do is just be me. And I love it. So if you're doing something like that that you just love, who cares what other people think about it, right? And let go of that negative feedback. Because you do deserve this wonderfulness that's coming your way. So I hope that helps. Denise is in Denise Simone. She says, good morning, Peggy and Yogi. My goal is for this to be my last year of classroom teaching. Any guidance around this to perhaps speed up the process? Again, what are you holding on to? That's the first thing that they're asking. What are you holding on to? Is there a part, I think it feels like the classroom almost, even though you're ready to let go of it, it feels like the classroom is kind of a your security blanket. Even though you're ready to be out of it, it's almost because you've been there, it's almost like your safety blanket. So know that it's exciting for you. I do feel that this is your last year of classroom teaching. So be in gratitude for the years that you've had in the classroom. And already start being in gratitude for this next process that's coming up for you, this next step for you. Be in gratitude as if it's already happened. That's how you speed up the process. Because it feels good for you. Feels real good. But that classroom does feel like a big old warm, snuggly blanket. You know, that's like, oh yeah, this is my security. I got to hold on to this one. You see what I'm saying? Even though the rest of you is ready, totally ready to let it go. So hopefully that helps. All right, hold on 1 second here. I'm going to refresh. Lori lives in the house. Hey, Lori, how are you? She says, it's great to be able to join you this morning. Well, we're glad to have you. It's nice to see you here. I'm trying to refresh. I thought I saw something else pop up, and I'm not seeing it yet. So hold on. Bear with me. It won't be long now. I think I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that I got all excited because they're putting new siding on my apartment complex and the different buildings. And the building across the way is getting it done now. And so I'm next. And I looked up and this morning, coming back in from work, they've almost got the building across the way done. Which on one hand is like, yay, so excited, because that means it's my time next, right? But that also means I'm going to have the pounding on the walls and as they tear all this down. I get new windows put in. I'm getting a new deck. I'm all excited, but I'm sure Yogi is going to need all the little love that you guys can send him when that starts, because he's super protective of me. And he doesn't even like the neighbors going up and down the stairs because they're kind of noisy. So I think it's going to be excitement on one hand and like hurry up and get it over with on the other hand. So, oh, John popped in here. She says, thank you, Peggy. You're so welcome. You know, it feels really good for you. So again, you know, let go of what doesn't serve you and be in gratitude for what's coming your way. Let's see here. One second. And I do think, just to reiterate, you know, on the first part of the show, I think that no matter what your passion is, whether it be teaching or doing readings or healing or radio show host or secretary or whatever it is that you do, you know what I'm saying? Something that to me, it's more the arts, the things, that the creative side of you that you're doing that brings you that joy. Don't let anybody else tell you if you're good enough. You know, listen to your guides and your angels and that fire, you know, that's in you for a reason. And that needs to be shared. You know, the thought of not doing any readings and or not doing any healings, it just, I can't imagine a life without that. I really love helping people. I love being in service. And there's times that something will come up and I'll go, I didn't really want to go do that. I really don't want to, you know, kind of negative Nelly kind of thing. And then something will happen that'll show me why I said yes to going to begin with. Or yes, why it was imperative that I be there. You know, your guides and angels, all you have to do is ask and they'll guide you and show you. You know, that saying is so true, ask and you shall receive. But you have to remember, don't put parameters on how it has to come to you or how it has to be shown to you. You know, when I was younger, I used to say, yeah, the angels are up there with the 2x4 hitting me on the head like, Peggy, again? You're taking the same lesson again? We've been here how many times? Until you finally get it. So be open. Once you ask the question, be open to receive. In the way that it's for your highest understanding. Sorry about that. I hear Yogi chewing. I want to make sure he's chewing on something he's supposed to be chewing on. It didn't think sound like that. But anyhow, knowing your own worthiness is crucial. You know, believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, others will believe in you as well. And don't listen to what other people have to say about you. You know, for too many years, I listened to the critical voice in my head and everybody else saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You don't want to do that in public. You know, who are you? Or who am I not to do that? You know, and I always, you know, when I do readings, you know, it's the information I'm giving you is what I'm hearing from the angels and guides. So if you don't want to hear it, then you shouldn't ask the question. Okay, you guys, hold on one second. Yogi, please. Okay, he's grumpy. Sorry about that. All right, you guys. Well, that's all I've got for today. So as always, take from my show what resonates with you. Throw away the rest. I have to thank Jay for producing my show and thank all of you for showing up. It means the world to me. I highly encourage you to all stay tuned and listen to the amazing C.A. Brooks with her show Everyday Astrology. Then after C.A., the Empowerment Show with Kelly Whetstone. Then the Katie Weaver Show. And then we do have Christine LaFrance with her show following the Katie Weaver Show. So I hope you guys will stay tuned. They're all great. I mean, you'll learn so much from listening to them. So until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.